Hi Lindsay, how are you?
Hi, Darren. How are you?
I'm really good, thanks. I appreciate you taking the time to have a chat with me today.
Of course. Kind of exciting. You're all the way across the world, around the world.
Where are you at the moment?
I'm sitting in the parking lot of Whole Foods in Los Angeles, California.
What time is it?
It is 6 o'clock, 6 p.m. in the evening. I just grabbed some groceries for dinner.
Oh, well, that's nice of you, sitting in the car park having a chat with me.
Oh, yeah, very, very glamorous.
Let's just jump right in. I really appreciate you talking to us. You're coming down to Australia soon and joining the Supernova Tour to Melbourne and the Gold Coast. Are you excited about coming down?
I am so excited. Australia has been like my number one place I've wanted to travel to for like the last 3 years, and I finally get to. So I can't wait. I feel like I'm going to go and love it so much. I'm going to move there. So maybe that's why I haven't gone. I know I'll fall in love.
Well, some of your castmates are Australian. Have you asked them what you need to go see?
Oh, well, we're staying at Bob's house, at Bob Morley's home. Bob's like, yeah, you guys got to stay with me and meet my family and I'll take you around. So I'm just, you know, I'm letting them be the tour guides. Letting Bob be the tour guide. He's going to be there also, yeah.
Yeah, well, that's the perfect thing to do. Stay with a local and you'll get the best tour.
Yes, that's my plan.
So other than Bob, have you had a look at the other guests you're going to be hanging out with on the tour?
I actually don't even know. I don't even know who's coming. I don't even know where it's listed.
Well, you've got John Barrowman. You've got Tom Welling.
Oh.
You've got Alan Tudyk. Everyone loves Alan.
Oh, okay.
You've got Peter Capaldi from Doctor Who, and you've got Elizabeth Hensridge from Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Okay.
And heaps more. So you're gonna have a great time hanging out with them all, especially Tom. I think Tom Welling's only done one convention ever. So it's going to be a big one.
Oh, really? Yeah. So we got to break him in.
That's exactly right.
Yeah, so. Well, that sounds great. Thank you. Yeah, I'm excited. I'm excited to meet everybody and hang out. It's going to be cool.
You're currently playing Raven on the series The 100. How is that show different to the other shows that you've worked on, such as like General Hospital?
Oh, you know, Raven, I think it's also, or The 100 in general, because we're in the future and we're in like a post-apocalyptic sci-fi world. Especially with, like, the sci-fi genre, that just kind of leaves it open for anything to happen. And you have just, you know, problems or conflicts that just don't occur in other shows. Like, you know, like an AI possessing your mind that, you know, doesn't happen on soap operas. So I love that there's just this endless amount of creativity of where the show can go and situations it puts us in, because, you know, I've never, like, half the stuff I've done on the show, I've never done in reality. So I love that I get to use my imagination so much for the show. It's one of my favorite parts about it.
Definitely. Now, I'll be honest with you, I'm not up to date with The 100. I'm only at the end of season two, so I apologize for that.
Oh, okay.
I did start to binge watch a bit last night on Netflix, but I just didn't get the time to finish it.
Well, you have a month, Darren. So you got a month.
I've got a month.
And then I'm going to quiz you and I'll tell you. Yeah.
But I've asked some of my local nerd herder friends who are all up with the show.
Oh, yes.
And they've asked me to ask you.
Yes, nerd herders. I like.
Yeah, they've asked me to ask you a few questions. So.
Okay, let them rip.
First things first, what's your favorite scene involving yourself in the series?
My favorite scene involving myself? That's so hard. You know, I really love, well, you have no idea what I'm talking about.
It's okay.
But I really love the alley exorcist scene, just because you got to see Raven play like three different people in one go, which is amazing. And then I really liked the water tank scene in season four, and the real fans know what I'm talking about, Darren. Because I love that, because I scuba dive and I love like water and everything. So I love being able to use a skill that I've, you know, never had to think I'd use it on camera. I got to use it on camera. And that was just a really cool thing. And I got to do all of it except for they wouldn't let me throw myself over the tank. I had a stunt girl do that, but everything else was me. So that was really exciting and a really challenging scene. that I loved as just to play, just to challenge myself.
When you have scenes coming up with stunts, do you ever go over to the producers and just say, hey, is it okay if I do this one?
Yeah. I mean, if anything, they really do prefer when we do it. And most of the time, I'll have a stunt girl on set with me, ready to go, like looking like me. But if I'm game to do it and I can do it and I'm doing it safely, they don't use her. She just kind of gets to come hang out, and she just, you know, make sure that I'm good and I have my pads and, you know, practices with me. But overall, they really prefer, if it's us, because then it just looks so much better. But if it's something very dangerous, then obviously, you know, most of the time, most of us are like, can we do it? And then if it's too dangerous, then they won't let us. They won't even let us try. But if it's something to where it's like fighting, most of the time, all the fights are us. Oh. Unless it's like really insane. Then, yeah.
Well, that's good. That's good. You get to hit someone. That's always a win.
Yeah. Yeah, but like throwing yourself down a hill or something, you know what I mean? Like stuff like that. Like, I don't know how to correctly fall, so they'll use that. They'll have like a stunt people for that, but they do prefer when we do it. And I think we all prefer to do them ourselves. It's just like, it's such a cool thing to do and learn, and it's really fun.
Your character had a leg brace. How difficult was that to act in? Or did it help lift the character?
You know, the leg brace is so crazy. It is so confining, and I'm a very active person. And so having the leg brace used to drive me absolutely insane on set, just because I'd want to get it off because it was annoying, or it was heavy, you know. And this is also in the earlier models too. We've made it more and more flexible as the seasons have gone on. And because I was wearing it and I was walking with the limp, I actually had created an imbalance in my body. Like, my left side is weaker than my right side because I put all my weight on my right side when I'm using it. So in this really crazy way that we have, like, you know, I didn't even plan on it. I don't think anyone planned on it. But it's really given me this entire insight of how people with disabilities, like just like an ounce of what they must go through, of feeling confined and feeling, you know, frustrated and imprisoned and crazy and then weak. And, you know, you feel a little helpless and mad that your body can't do what it used to do. And, you know, and so much of that. You know, obviously, I try to bring that to my performance, but then experiencing it firsthand was just, like, I think it brought it another level. And now, as much as I have a very love-hate relationship with just the brace because it's, you know, annoying, but I don't think Raven would be Raven without it now. It's such a part of her now and her person. So, yeah, I really love that I got to portray that. I don't think a lot of young actors really get to dive into a character that, you know, becomes paralyzed and lives on after and works with it for the rest of their life. You know, usually it's like a character gets hurt and they're like in a, you know, in a hospital bed or in a wheelchair for like three episodes and then they're better, you know? Like Raven's never gotten better. So
yeah.
I think that's pretty cool.
Yeah. Did you prefer the earlier seasons where the 100 kids were rediscovering Earth, or the latter series where there was more of allegiances and rivalries and betrayals, etc.?
You know, I really loved the first season because it just felt like we were camping, and that was really cool. And it was, you know, like we weren't trying to solve world issues; we were just trying to learn how to survive in a new world. In that, it felt a little bit like colonists, like Christopher Columbus, you know what I mean? Discovering a new land and getting to experience that, you know, and having this, one of my favorite scenes is when I came down, I come out of the space pod and it was raining. It was like drizzling and they didn't expect that. And so the writer, wrote, Bruce Miller, he wrote this episode, he writes that I step out and I feel the rain and I look up and I say, is that rain? And I love it. Like I have this kind of moment of just immersing myself in it and just being amazed by the world. And so I thought it was a really cool thing to play because, you know, whenever it starts raining, you're like, oh shit, it's rain. You know what I mean? Like you don't,
yeah.
You don't get to like you're not excited. You don't, like, you're not experiencing it. So I really like that. But then this season, especially coming up this season, there's so much character, like, interaction. We have so much history now. So there is so much betrayal and just this, like, heavy history with every single person. And so it's just cool to, like, say something to someone and it just be so loaded and just so, and, like, filled with years of pain and conflict and drama and love and, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I've really loved a lot of scenes, like, not even scenes I'm in, like, a lot of the other character scenes. I'm like, oh my God, that's such a cool, like, that means so much. But yeah, so they're very different. I can't say what to like more. They're so different.
We're going to run out of time, but I've got two quick ones I want to just throw at you. When it comes to Raven's character growth with other characters on the show, who is your favorite in season four? Mm-hmm.
Season four. Oh man. Yeah, that's a hard one. I guess Murphy. They have a really cool dynamic happening in season four. I like, there's one scene in particular I really loved with Richard, and I think we did it like two takes. Like, it was just like a perfect scene, like perfectly written, and Richard was amazing, and everything was just awesome the moment we started rolling. So I like that kind of, that one.
What can people expect in season five?
In general or just from Raven?
Well, what can you say and what can't you say? More to the question.
Season five is a lot of character development, like character changing, and a lot of people's characters they've come to grow and love have changed because we're doing a 6-year time jump. So I say just be prepared for kind of, you know, a new era of the 100, which is cool.
Wow. 6 years. That's huge. Okay.
6 years. Yeah. A lot happened.
Well, Lindsay, thanks very much for chatting to me. I really appreciate it. Enjoy your tour down to Australia next month and go home and have some dinner.
I will do all of those things. Thank you, Darren.
No worries. Thanks, Lindsay. Take it easy.
Okay, you too. All right, bye.